This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Columbia, South Carolina, InvestUSA.org. is young Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about Fannie Willis. She's one of the ones, I'm hearing so much about her. She's almost like a Dr. Evil villain. But what about this whole mandatory race training thing? This is, and I guess this predates her attempt to get Trump now. So tell me about the mandatory race
training. It does and it doesn't. Here, you see, that's a, you talk about Fannie, that's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But you go back to the beginning from a public standpoint. She runs, she's supported by Soros, okay? He's one of these liberal prosecutors that does the Soros bidding of trying to let everybody out onto the street, except for those that want to target. Of course, the ones that want to target are conservatives. But she runs on the issue that she's going to clean up the corruption in the Fulton County DA's office. County Fulton County DA been there for quite some time. What is the corruption that she is alleging? That there is too much sexual activity within the office going on. Okay? That there is a prejudicial or racial overtones towards particular prosecutors. They get are given better cases. They get assigned more dollars, more expense money, et cetera, et cetera. She's going to put everything on a level playing field, an office that has more integrity than any office on the East Coast. Boy, that's a big fear. I mean, all the way from Miami to Maine. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the premier prosecutor's office in the East Coast. So she gets elected. And here's what she does. Her first thing is, how do we deal with this inequality, as she called it? Now, she never could show any specific examples, but this inequality in her prosecutorial staff.
Right.
So she integrates this program, this racial discriminatory program, what they call how to identify that. And she makes people in the office all identify that the word white is bad and racist. So if you are white, it doesn't make any difference whether you have any racial opinions or not. You are automatically placed in a bad category. That is a term that should not be used. It gives overtures of supremacy, et cetera. So you're automatically placing all the white staff had a very awkward situation just because they're white. Forget the fact they've been there for 10 years, 20 years, or they've got an exemplary service. None of that matters.
Right.
You have to all recognize the fact that you're white automatically means that you can bring a disadvantage to the office.
Mm.
So you begin to get staff automatically thinking, you know, is that the kind of place I want to work? So they begin to lose staff. She begins to bring in and hire her friends and acquaintances. Now, you remember she said all along during the campaign she was going to clean that office up. It's awfully hard to clean up an office when you're loading up with people who are not qualified for the positions, but who have some kind of relationship with you. She carries that to the next step. She decides she's going to present a case against Trump for election fraud. Well, she's involved in the relationship with a personal injury attorney. Never done criminal work in his life, okay? She brings him on and makes him the lead prosecutor and is having an affair with him at the same time. Now, why is this important and relevant? Because understand, let me make sure your viewers clearly get the right picture. The prosecutor has the right to send you to jail, okay? He's chief, he or she, or the chief law enforcement officer of that area. You have to be able to trust what they say. You have to know that they have integrity. Otherwise, everything that they do is on a false premise. So, she's pursuing a case. We have to assume that we can trust and respect her. But let's begin to look at her actions. She said she was going to clean up sexual activity on her campaign. She comes in and she starts an affair with a person that, in order to make the affair even spicier, she pays him more than any other prosecutor, substantially more, to take on a case that he's not qualified to do. Now, here's where she runs into some real problems, Bill. She's not paying it out of her pocket. She's not even paying it out of Fulton County's pocket. She's taking federal dollars, okay? She's lying on the program, what they call the program display, as to what she's using the money for and how she's using it. Because every grant has specific specifications as to what you can and can't do with it. She's violating these. But she's claiming otherwise. Now, this is where it gets into another problem. This is how complicated the situation is. The person who is her one of her quote-unquote best friends is watching her and having her, listening to her, direct her to lie back to the feds on the applications. She puts up for a little while and finally starts bothering her. That is where she turned on Fanny on this particular trial now because she couldn't tolerate the lies of lying to the federal government. You know, when you lie to the federal government, Bill, that's not a good thing. So she is put together a team that she's paying with federal dollars. She's lying on it. And she's going after and saying that you can't believe anything that Trump said, that he's lying, et cetera. So that wasn't just Trump. It was all the co-defendants. So a couple of the co-defendants said, well, look, rumor has it that you're having an affair. Rumor has it that you're lying. You're hiding it. Rumor has it. So I'm going to file an official complaint. Well, the court has no choice but to hear the complaint. Because if your prosecutor is lying, then you have no basis for a case. If you can't represent the truth, then how can you try to convict somebody else of not telling the truth? So that's what the case is about now. And it is just totally unraveled on her. From the beginning, when they brought her in, she just thought there was going to be a one-day hearing. No, we didn't do anything wrong. Dismiss this. Let's move on and continue to prosecute Trump. Well, they brought in witnesses. Oh, we didn't start the, yeah, I guess we did have an affair, but we didn't start until way after this case was, when it was down the road. He who has fully qualified to be the top prosecutor, et cetera. Well, they begin to bring in text. They begin to bring in log, phone records. It looks to me as if y'all were in communication for a lot sooner than before you took on the Trump case. And she began to stumble, and they both of them did begin to stumble in their own lives. Well, even if we knew each other, we weren't doing anything until afterwards. Okay. Gotcha. We'll see who believes that now. And by the way, even if we were doing anything, it didn't affect my judgment because I always pay my fair share.
Oh.
All right, let's go down that path.
Well, I'll tell you what, before you go down that path,
hold up. There's a lot of paths.
We're going to go down the path. We're going to finish the path. Michael is head of InvestUSA.org. And InvestUSA, what they do is he gives free protective vests of a type that are very high quality to law enforcement for free in order to protect them, giving well over 12,000 of those away. Also for their K9 colleagues as well. And that's what InvestUSA.org is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Michael Letts, talking about Fannie Willis, which she's like the gift that keeps on giving. I had to slow you down, so if you would, please go back into what you were telling us.
Well, you know, we were discussing all the myriad of problems that she has. And to let your listeners know, she's received over $700,000 from the feds. Not for this case. You see, the federal government just doesn't say, oh, we're going to go and contribute because you're prosecuting Bill. No, no, no. The federal government gives prosecutors money for programs, victims assistance, this, that, and the other, et cetera, hardware, software. She was taking that money and pouring it into a $700,000 salary for her lover. That's where she has gotten into issues with the feds. Instead of spending the money as it was dictated for programs,
right,
and she was getting her assistant to lie about it, and now her assistant has come clean and said, no, nope, we're not going to do that. And so she's got those particular issues. Then she said, well, if there is also a conflict of interest, because you say that I have hired my lover and I'm getting something in return, what am I getting in return? Well, she took 4 exotic trips within a matter of about 6 months. Now, you know, they're talking about week and a half at a time. I don't know who's running the office, Bill, while she's gone. But she and her prosecutor lover are going to Aruba, all these other kind of wonderful places on taxpayer dime. And what he would do, he would pay for all the hotel, the air travel, et cetera, off of this $700,000 that he's getting in. So she made the claim, well, I paid him back. So then the question became, okay, let's, after your defense, fair enough, let's get a little bit of proof so we can move on. I don't have any proof. I paid him in cash. Okay, you paid him in cash. So, no problem. Show me the withdrawal slips. You paid him $1,000 on Friday. Surely on Thursday afternoon, you withdrew $1,000 from your account. Well, I don't operate that way. I keep substantial cash at the house. Okay. Somehow the cash had to get to the house. Would you care to elaborate? And here's where she really tipped the scale and didn't realize what she had said and what she had done. Well, when I first was running, I had substantial campaign cash contributions that I took and kept at the house and use that when necessary. Well, now you've opened up a whole can of worms. Now you're under election fraud, campaign fraud. You can't take campaign money and do anything you want to with it. It's very specific what you can do. Plus, you also can't take cash for campaign contributions. So you're telling me I have hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash campaign contributions stuffed in my sock drawer that I just used to spend around? Has it been reported? How would you report it? It's illegal to take it. And how in the world did you spend it and not report it? So these are federal crimes now. Now you're getting into some serious, not misdemeanors, you're talking about felonies. Now, why is all this important that we're talking about? You can't prosecute me, Bill, if you're guilty of federal crimes. If you're worse off than I am and you're trying to go after me, the court and the justice system just won't allow that to happen. What they will do is they'll remove her from the case or disqualify her and the entire team that she has from the case. Now, fast forward real quick, what does that do for Trump? This, the county then, or the state, has 2 options. Do they want to pursue with a different set of prosecutors, or do they want to drop it? The problem you would have in this particular situation, Bill, is it looks so bad, and so many people see such corruption, it would be hard-pressed to re-prosecute the case with all this going on. That's why they're fighting so desperately to try to make this go away.
Right.
So she has now tripped up on her lies, and she has opened up Pandora's box into her behavior and what she has done, and now they're scrambling. And they're trying to figure out every which way they can and say, none of this has anything to do with the case. We should be able to move forward. Just drop all this. We should be able to move forward and prosecute the case. But the law requires that if there is a conflict of interest, and this is beyond a conflict of interest now, conflict of interest is I'm using somebody that I have a relationship with that presents a conflict that perhaps we shouldn't be using him on this case. She has now disclosed so much information during these hearings. And now there is beyond conflict of interest. Now we're looking at criminal behavior by the prosecutor. So not only does this jeopardize her case, this jeopardizes Fannie's law license, her ability to continue to hold the office of prosecutor, and it jeopardizes her freedom for the future. You cannot lie and obstruct justice to the court. You just can't do that. And she has already now lied under oath, perjured herself on numerous occasions. Well, they haven't even started talking about this yet. But that's coming next. We're getting out all the information. We're letting her vent, whatever. She hollers and yells, I'm not the one on trial. I shouldn't be answering these questions. But then you're going to start seeing the state, because no, this is a county prosecutor, not a state prosecutor.
Right.
The state begin to review this and say, well, you perjured yourself. I wouldn't let anybody else, any other citizen, get away with that. Why should the prosecuting attorney be able to get away with that without some kind of penalty? So she basically has laid out a path to have this herself removed. It'll be very difficult for them to proceed forward with re-prosecuting this to somebody else. And she could very well not only have made a bad case decision, she could have made a bad career decision and a bad personal freedom decision. She could very well end up losing her career, her law license, and could end up serving time in jail over this. This is what happens, Bill. This is where I want to kind of bring it all into closing. When you are so consumed with going after a particular objective that you no longer care about the truth or what matters, and you're willing to do whatever is necessary to accomplish the end goal, that is what the Democrats have done now with Trump. They are so consumed that he cannot serve in office. And, of course, that's a whole other series we can do, Bill. But, you know, the reason why is because they know that Trump will expose all the corruption that's there, and they can't afford for that to happen.
Right.
So they're so desperately wanting to make sure that they do not get exposed, that they just keep lying and digging their hole deeper and deeper. And now they're destroying their own lives and their own careers over it.
Hang on there for me, if you will. Talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. For now, the risk of a government shutdown has been averted. President Biden signed a government funding bill on Friday, extending the deadline further into the month. The legislation extends one funding deadline to next Friday and another to March 22nd. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage from the 2021 Capitol riot will be made public. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker has changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing a recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Product Safety Commission highlighted that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features, which are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts. We're going to do a little segue here real quick. Any closing words on Fannie?
Well, what we were talking about with Fannie was the corruption issue, and the corruption just continues into another vein with the administration. We talked about it all along, and that is the illegal immigration and how corrupt the administration has gotten to be able to allow to the point we're at now where the illegal immigration is now involved with so much with China that we are at a national security crisis in jeopardy in this country because of what the information is we're fixing to share.
Just out of curiosity, I've heard a little bit of speculation in the tactical community that looks at the news from outside and they think the whole AT&T thing was maybe a cyber hack that was a test balloon, since we have this 100-some-odd thousand Chinese nationals in the United States now as their unrestricted warfare. Have you heard anything along those lines?
Oh, I think that's we know that on the intelligence community for a fact. It's not just that. There have been other hacks on some of our energy and infrastructure grids, local hacks, that they have kind of sending signals that they have the ability to hack into our infrastructure. We know for a fact, Bill, that we have over 40,000 military agents, more like 100,000. You are correct. Military age Chinese personnel that are in this country that have been disseminated all across the country. We know for a fact that China owns this administration. From the millions of dollars that have been paid to the resident and his cabinet and his administration. And we know that because of their influence with the administration, they are getting what they want. It's an open border policy. They have to have an open border policy. This is China now we're talking about.
Right.
Because all of their chemicals are being used for the production of fentanyl. They have a partnership with the drug cartels. Okay. China's making billions of dollars off of us besides the cartels and providing drugs. Plus, it gets them an added bonus. It's killing off our young people. It's destroying people of age that come into our military, so it's weakening our military performance. And quite frankly, it gives them what their incentive is to demoralize the American people. So they've got fentanyl and the drug deals coming across and China's involvement. We know for a fact now that, you know, China did the COVID-19 with the labs, Wuhan labs, and the damage it did to America by using mandatory vaccines. And we see now the results of those vaccines. I mean, I can't even count the number of people that are having health issues and deaths because of a vaccine that was forced on people without their choice, many of them without their choice. And so they've done that. We also know that they have 13 police stations, literal police stations across our country. One of them in New York, L.A., I can just go on and on, give you the whole list, to where they have Chinese police officers that are monitoring not only what we as Americans are doing and our police force is hacking into the NCISs, but they're monitoring the dissidents. They're monitoring the people that they have here to make sure they don't get enamored with the American lifestyle and make sure they continue to do the directives of the Chinese government. So we also have, here's what's the biggest, scariest thing, Bill, is we now have discovered that there are roughly 12, possibly more, we're still looking, biohazard labs across the country,
right,
run by the Chinese. And when we have gone into these labs, they're talking about containers of viruses, and of malaria, typhoid, unidentified viruses that, quite frankly, if they were released into an area, say in New York or L.A. or somewhere like that, would wipe out millions. Now, all this is on American shores. Put all that package together, put all that puzzle together. What do the Chinese want today? They want Taiwan. What is Biden said? Well, our official position is Taiwan is independent, and if you attack it, we will defend it. So now is all China has to do is say, okay, you're not going to deter us. We're going to go ahead and move on Taiwan. If you decide you want to send force over here to push back, we will just release hell inside America. And you'll be responsible for hundreds of thousands of millions of your citizens dying.
Hmm.
Now, if you want to be a good little boy and just say, sorry, Taiwan, you know, better luck next time, then we can just continue to move forward. So this administration has placed us at a perilous risk to our own national security and interests. And here's the saddest part, Bill. They literally are sitting there doing nothing about it. Now, I've got a whole solution as to what we need to do about it. We can talk about that in a minute. But right now, this administration is getting ice cream. I think they're deciding what flavor they want this afternoon.
Right.
And deciding that you don't need to look there. That's too complicated. We need to be spending more money in Ukraine, Israel, and other places. Nothing here to defend our country,
right,
to protect our people. Let's spend the assets elsewhere. And I think what you're beginning to see, and I was asked this question earlier on another show, why do you think that Trump is doing so well? I mean, he buried Nikki Haley in South Carolina, you know, her own state, et cetera.
Yeah.
And this is a comment that I made. I don't think this has anything to do with Nikki or Trump or Biden anymore. I think the American people have suddenly realized how corrupt our government system has become and how it is being utilized to plan for our own demise.
Right.
They're waking up and they are mad as hell. And they are going, it wouldn't make any difference now whether you said that, you know, Trump just drew horns last night. They don't care. They have determined that Trump is the one who can break this cycle of corruption, hold people accountable, bring back justice, and they're in, period, regardless of anything else that's said. But that anger is what I want to concentrate on. People are so angry and upset at what's going on in government that we're sitting on a powder keg, Bill. We really are.
Yeah. Yeah, that... One of the things that bothers me the most, I think, about all of this stuff is that it sort of seems like to me that the federal government is so far gone into all of this corruption that I just don't know where the answer lies on this one. That's one of those I'd like to actually ask Trump. What is that plan that you got there? Because that's going to be first and foremost on my mind as far as all that stuff is concerned. But, when we get back, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to hear about the solutions that you got for this.
We've had those discussions with Trump, so I can tell you what the solutions
are. Okay, well, I would love to hear that. And I mean, maybe after we get done with this, I'll be making another request of you. Of course, investusa.org, that is where Michael is, out of a national grassroots nonprofit organization that is helping hundreds of communities provide thousands of bulletproof vests for their police forces through educational, public relations, sponsorship, and fundraising programs. Also, a 30-year LEO veteran himself, hence that pro stance for his brothers and sisters in blue. And he gets all over the place. He gets here. I get to have him here, but I mean, he's very well traveled. A lot of people want to know what Michael has to say. So the website is investusa.org for more information on what he does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Speaking with Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org, you are going to tell us what President Trump has in mind should he get in here to solve this issue. So, please, by all means, do tell.
Well, thank you, Bill. Obviously, you know, the number one concern for this incoming administration, and we might as well say this upcoming administration, because Trump will be the next president, is to bring back and to restore justice and equality and freedom. And the only way to do that is to root out the corruption. And here's a couple of things that have to be done to do that. First of all, we have to have the safety of the American people. First and foremost is our top concern. And to do that, we have to immediately close the borders. We have to also immediately round up, for lack of a better word, every illegal immigrant, because many of them have come across who are part of this Chinese movement that we've talked about, who are part of a terrorist movement. You know, sadly, Bill, we often, when we see the word terrorist, we automatically assume Middle East. Not that that's not accurate, because a lot of terrorism is over the Middle East. But it's not just from the Middle East. It can be from China. It can be from other places as well. So we have to gather everybody together that's here illegally and move them out. Decide vet them, who they are, and export it and get rid of them. Third thing we have to do is we're going to have to move immediately to secure the safety of the American people. What does that mean? We talked about these illegal police stations. We talked about these illegal biolabs. Now, we know a lot more information than we let on to the American people. But to do all this, let me just kind of put your viewers, your listeners, in the proper mind frame. We can't do everything that you and I are talking about right now.
Right.
With just a handful of cops. It won't work. It has got to be one of the most, the biggest military operation basically in the history of this country. We have the best special forces anywhere in the world, I know. And it is time that we determine that we're going to have to go in and protect our borders and clean up our system first. So we're going to have to deploy and make sure every one of these biolabs is eradicated. And we not just shut them down, we eliminate them. And we need to make sure that the territory of the United States of America is free of terrorists, free of those who have bombs, bioweapons, etc. We round them all up and clean them up before anything can be set off and done against the American people. And then, as we said, we have to lock down our borders to make sure that nobody gets in and out without knowing who they are. And then once we do that, then we need to go in for those who are criminals of an American nature. What I mean by that is, of course, a lot of the criminality being done now is by illegal immigrants. You're going to clean up a lot of that crime, Bill, when we just go out and do what we just said. We begin to utilize the military, not on a, this is not a martial law continual thing. This is a one-time situation. Once we get a handle on it, we can go back to the old days. We're going to have assistance from the Guard, from state guards, from active duty, from National Guards. We'll get this massive corruption cleaned out and done. And you ask about what does President Trump, he recognizes that. He has said it now publicly, recently. He understands the need, and we're going to have military involvement to be able to make this kind of a massive cleanup move. There's going to have to be military tribunals. You can't just go in and say, hey, you shouldn't have done that, Bill. Go out the back door and don't come back. We have to hold people accountable. If not, you send a message that it's okay. Even if you get caught, you just get popped on the hand, but nothing will go wrong. We have to restore justice by bringing accountability. The only way to bring accountability with people in those kind of positions, talking about the heads of the Department of Justice, you know, the heads of the Bureau, or the heads of the CIA, other agencies, is you have to have military tribunals. That's what the Constitution provides for. And so we're going to have to implement all that. It's going to be a very eye-opening experience. But I can assure the American people, it is not one, as the liberal media may try to portray, oh, this is a dictator now, or a tyrant, coming in to eliminate our democracy. Democracy is over. Actually, it's the exact opposite. It will be utilizing to ensure democracy for future generations to come. But you can't do that when you have a corrupt system that protects itself with a corrupt election, the electoral methodology, mail-in ballots, all that kind of thing, and ensures and guarantees them the ability to manipulate and stay in power.
Right.
Those days are coming to an end, Bill.
Well, I mean, it's definitely going to take some. It's definitely going to take some concerted effort. And you don't have to tell me. I'm willing to be surprised. I'm waiting to see who he picks as his running mate. Because for me, that would tell me what's coming up after him, because he's only got one more term with us, and I hope he can do a lot in that amount of time. But do you think Mitch McConnell is waiting to see what happens, and that's why he's going to finish out his term, because he wasn't a Trump ally?
I think Mitch already sees the writing on the wall. He already knows. He's not waiting. He knows. He knows, because, hey, I'm just going to call it like it is. You know, he's part of the corruption problem. And they're beginning to see now that their days are numbered, and they're trying to position themselves to get out of the limelight, to hide in the back closet, to see if they can exit gracefully without consequence.
Right.
I'm going to try to make sure that nobody exits without consequence. You did something wrong, it may take a day or two to get to you. We're going to get to you. We will get to you. That's why he's stepping down as the majority leader. He's got 2 years left in the Senate. I'm kind of surprised he's not going to resign now. He may end up resigning from the Senate, but he's going to hold his Senate seat for now and kind of just see how far down the list he is, as whether he can hold out till his term expires, or whether they're going to be some questioning of him before it gets to that point. That'll determine how long he stays in the Senate.
Yeah. Yeah, he's...
But it's not just Mitch McConnell, but there's a lot more of them on the list.
Right. Well, I mean, as long as we don't have any more Strom Thurmonds, gosh, we were a laughing stock back then when he was it, did he make it to 100 while he was still in office?
He was still in the Senate when he was 100. That is correct.
Never heard him talk. I never heard him talk. He never talked at a certain point. He just sort of stood there with his mouth hanging open, sort of a little smile.
You know, here's the truth, because I knew Strom extremely well. Spent time with him in Washington. strong at it so well, and this is why it's in parallel to what Biden's doing. Strom had it so well laid out. He understood the structure. He understood who did what. He knew who was where, who had what authority, who did not. He didn't have to be there. His staff ran everything.
Right.
And, you know, that's the problem that you have when you have these seniority type situations to where their staff can do it. Because remember, their staff's not elected. And, when you get to a point to where you have too much going on or your age inhibits you from keeping an accurate assessment of what's going on, people can begin to do their own thing, which is where we're at today, and make their own determinations as to the future of an entire country. And that is undemocratic.
Indeed. Very, very undemocratic. Very, very indeed. I don't want to get cranked up on anything. I saw where Nikki was out there. Nikki's. Who's telling her this is a good idea? I know we don't have. You know what? We'll have to talk about that another day. We're running out of time. So, Michael Letts, investusa.org, invaluable source of information. The website, go check it out. He's the president and CEO of it. It is a nonprofit organization that helps your community equip your law enforcement to keep your law enforcement safe, because you want to keep them safe because they're your sons and your daughters. They're the ones that grew up in the community. Now they've decided to give back to it. So you want them to have the best equipment. That's what Mike is providing for it. So InvestUSA, go check it out there. There's probably a donate button. You should be donating. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.